Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Star Companion Podcast. My name is David.
And my name is Zach. And what is this? The internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast?
Something like that.
Was that it?
Was that the joke?
Was that? No?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's who we are.
That is who we are. Where can they find us, David?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. All major podcasting platforms. If you have a question, comment, or concern, you can send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com.
That's right.
This may also surprise you. I'm wearing the same clothes as I was in that last episode. Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird? This may also surprise you as well. I'm not wearing pants. And neither is Zach.
No, I am.
Don't act surprised.
God damn it. Don't let him behind the curtain too much.
And there's someone behind this flag that doesn't have any clothes on at all. They're just taped to the wall.
What?
And unconscious.
This is fucking my house, and I don't know what's going on. So we're on all major podcasting platforms, as previously stated. You can send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
If you take a screenshot of yourself liking and we would like it if you liked and subscribed. Mm-hmm. But if you review us on whatever fucking platform you fucking listen to us on, because we're on all of them, if you review us and take a screenshot of your review and send us an email and put your address and social in there, we'll send you one of these sweet stickers. Yes. Yes, original TOS colors and script.
Yes. Actually, the very yellow that they use in the original series.
Good Lord.
Yep. And has a nice glossy finish to it.
Yeah, I actually like these stickers.
They turned out pretty fucking cool.
I'm going to put one on my car, actually.
Yeah, I probably will, too. I'll put one... Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway...
I'm going to put them in bar bathrooms.
That's a good idea.
That's a good place to put them, because...
You know the real fan's going to see it and be like, oh my god, those are the TOS colors.
Yeah. What is a Star Companion? What?
Wow, what?
What?
And if you like us so much... You can, in fact, donate at patreon.com/thestarcompanion.
Yes,
we have a few Patreon lovelies. Our top Patreon subscriber is Troy.
Troy.
He's
Troy the boy.
He's pretty fucking great. He's actually got some great takes.
He does.
I have to synthesize some of his emails to discuss at a later date, maybe when Picard shows up.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Maybe we'll do a Troy's Corner one time. A couple times. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
We should do a Troy's Corner.
Troy, we could call Troy, like, Troy, our boy in the sky. You know
okay.
what I mean? Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you think...
He could be like our Andy Rooney.
You know what? You know what we should do? We should...
You ever wonder why the new Star Trek isn't written as well as the old one? You ever wonder?
Especially for Picard.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should, you know, let's get his number.
Okay.
And record a quick 10-minute conversation with him.
Let's do it.
We'll get him to explain his take on Picard, and we'll put it out there for
Let's not tell him until...
Yeah.
like it's almost time to do it, though.
No, yeah, yeah.
We'll edit this
even,
out.
Even if he hears this.
We'll edit this out in post.
You think so?
No.
Okay, yeah, so even if you hear this, you just got to wait for us to hit you up. We're busy.
Yeah, we'll contact you first.
Yeah, we got your shit.
We got your number. We know where to find you.
No, but honestly, I would like to take a moment, because I don't think I do it enough, to say that... we wholly value everyone who listens to this fucking podcast.
We do.
You got a couple dudes who are just buds, mm-hmm. you know? There's just some guys who love watching Star Trek and talking about it.
Yeah.
And we couldn't be more grateful that we got a bunch of, you know, friends and buds and dudes and gals out there listening to us.
Cats and dogs and boys and girls and yeah. toddlers and babies. And
Whoa. No, not them.
Okay. So this week's episode...
Yeah. No, so what do we do here?
So we review Star Trek episodes, Stardate by Stardate. And today we are still in the beginning of Season 3 of Star Trek Enterprise. Today's episode is Episode 4. The name of it is Regine.
Rijin. Stardate Unknown.
The episode starts again with our Council of Doom.
Council of Doom. Oh, Doom. If I had a soundboard, it would be metal that was playing.
Yeah. And my question is, this is probably about the...
Great question.
The fifth or sixth time we've seen them. Why are they letting Enterprise live again? Why are they letting them go through space?
Because they would rather destroy Earth.
Okay.
Than destroy Enterprise.
Okay. It's the old Death Star conundrum. Should we fire on them? Precisely. Should we fire on them, Captain? No. What are we saving money on lasers? Just go out and fucking kill them.
Well, the ants and lizards are on your side.
Yes.
Manatees and the
they're a bit more prudent.
The humans and the primates are a little more prudent about their annihilation of humanity.
The guy in the nanocube aquarium disagrees. No, we must be prudent.
I gotta tell you, man, they make like two or three sounds mm-hmm. and you get a whole fucking like paragraph out of them, and I think is that really what that meant? And does everyone really understand that? Like the clicks of the ants?
Yeah.
Or no fucking way.
Or like a droid beeping in Star Wars?
Yes. There should have been a unified language at a certain point. And
right.
And I have a question for you, dude. Like, where's the unified language even from, like, where are the flyings, Indy? They've got everyone but flying.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the ants have a giant space mound that they live in on the space Serengeti.
Yeah.
Where all their little brood worms and
like
larva.
A space anthill?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever seen ants?
Yes, I have.
That was a good movie.
Oh, the movie. Yeah. I love that movie. I thought it was better than Bug's Life. It was darker for sure.
It was definitely darker. Didn't it have Woody Allen?
Might have.
Wasn't he the guy?
Yeah, might have.
The thing I liked about that one more than the Bug's Life was that...
It wasn't Disney.
You knew me so well.
Sorry. I didn't think that's what you were going to say.
Anyway.
So they decide this episode that they're going to... Enough's enough. We're going to go track down these Enterprise fuckers and figure out what they're about. Meanwhile, on board the Enterprise, this whole Vulcan massage therapy is still going on.
Mm-hmm. And, hey, David.
Yeah.
Is that sufficient pressure?
Yeah, give me a ride in my neck. Do that neck thing you always do.
I see no reason to be concerned with idle gossip.
You know what? T'Pol, not for nothing, but maybe we shouldn't do these massage therapy sessions anymore. Well, why not?
Why not? They're helping you sleep, ain't they?
Well, to be honest, the fellas are razzing me a little bit, you know?
The fellas?
Reed, the other day when we were working on the injector, said, why don't you just massage the injector neural nodes? Ha ha. You're so gay because you're hanging out with a girl. Ha ha ha.
So, I think maybe we should end this thing because... You know, I just can't take the razzing no more.
Yeah. This was kind of like a stuck in early 2000s, like, culture. you know, where like guys still call each other gay for hanging out. Yeah. With like, oh, are you gay?
Yeah.
Felt like that's the level of razzing that they're giving each other.
So that's how the episode starts after the fucking council of fucking demons.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to Porthos running to the comm saying, "Dad's having a nightmare. He grunts and wipes his mouth and convulses. Help, come quick."
Ruff, ruff,
or as he puts it, yeah. Ruff, ruff, woof, woof, ruff. Yep. And so, yep, no one knows what he's saying. But Dad wakes up and it turns out he's got space herpes.
He's got the syphilis.
Didn't it seem more dire?
Mm-hmm,
He was like, oh, no, it's just an artifact from you being a fucking alien for an episode. You don't have space herpes and you're not dying. It's just an itchy problem.
You got shingles. You got space shingles.
What the fuck?
And Archer then goes to see Phlox and talks to him. He's like, Phlox is like, "You've been taking your lotion?" "No, I've just been scratching at it." And Dad really approaches
this. I don't like the smell.
Yeah. Dad really approaches this transformation the same way Picard did with the Borg. And I just find it hilarious. You know what I mean? Because, like, that's... Archer's transformation was so inconsequential.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's kind of manifesting in a way the same way that Picard was, like, had that bandage on his chin and forehead after the Borg episode.
You remember when Picard had his heart replaced?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
That shit was tense.
That was tense, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of tense Picard moments.
He's an old guy. Fucking act his way out of a fucking paper bag. It's crazy.
This episode is about finally refining that Trillium D.
Yeah, which seemed like maybe something they should have been doing right out the gates.
Mm-hmm. So they head off to this planet where Archer has a contact that will give him the recipe to do that. And they land, they start walking through this planet, and it's like through an alien bazaar of some sort.
Uh-huh.
And Trip, I think, makes a comment and says, "Man, Phlox would have a field day down here. There's all kinds of..."
Yahoo! Yes, sir!
There's all kinds of bats and cages and stuff. And my thought as the scene went on was... Phlox would have a field day. Oh my God, is that a Zerinthium marmot?
Yeah,
you know, no, like he'd be erect.
So, fun fact: it's at a certain point in this market. I don't remember exactly when it was, but there was a benzite in the alien market, and you may remember benzites as being. You remember when Wesley Crusher was trying out for the academy, and there was that filthy blue alien with a disc.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was, like, sniffing the smoke to have a good atmosphere.
Yeah.
There was one of those in the market.
Interesting. I'll have to go back and watch it. I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Good catch.
Yeah, thanks.
They eventually run into Archer's contact.
Wait, before they get to the contact, if I may.
Yeah.
They're walking around in true traveling fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy goes, "I must show you the wildlife." And Dad goes, "That's not necessary. No, thank you. Can you direct us to the chemist? What if I'm not interested in the wildlife? Did you think about that?
Have you ever thought about that?"
And then they get to the chemist.
That, I think that begs a little bit of explanation. So when my best pal Zachary and I here, a couple years ago, we went to India.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we did.
And we were probably about a week and a half into India at this point. And Zach and I, we come from a well-developed first world country. And India is...
We say parts unknown, but it's LA.
Yeah, it's Los Angeles. India is the opposite of that. And if you've been there for a week and a half, you know it kind of grates on you after a while. And Zach had had it at this point.
I had it.
We were sitting outside the Taj Mahal, and Zach was... Well, we were just sitting there waiting, and a person approaches us and says, "Would you guys like a tour of the Taj Mahal?" He didn't say it like that. He was a little less eloquent.
Yeah, and I said no.
And he said, "No, we're okay." And he said, "No, please, I direct you around Taj Mahal. I show you history. I show you everything." And we're like, "Thank you, no." He's like, "I can tell you about everything in the Taj Mahal." And Zach turns around and says, I don't. How about what did you say? You said I don't want to know about everything about the Taj Mahal. You ever think about that?
Yeah. What if I don't want to know about everything of the Taj Mahal? You ever think about that?
And the guy just got this like weirdly defeated / ashamed look on his face and kind of just turned around and walked away.
He wasn't ready for it.
No. And it was probably one of my favorite moments ever.
And well, thanks.
Yeah.
We had a good time, but yeah. That reminded me of Dad turning down the wildlife merchant yeah. here. What if I'm not interested in these wildlife? You ever think about that?
Zach and I'd say some of my favorite moments is our breakdowns overseas, because I had one when we recently went to Thailand too.
Your breakdown in Thailand was exceptional.
Yeah, because I never really break down. I'm usually good cop. In every situation.
Yeah, I'm just bad cop.
And that's not to your detriment or anything.
But it is. It is. We get it.
We just gotten off like a 30-hour flight at this point.
We'd been traveling for 24 hours plus.
And we land in Thailand and we...
At like midnight.
At midnight.
And we left at 8 Well, we left the house at like 6 or 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Our time.
Yeah, and this was midnight Thailand, but we'd been traveling for 30 hours at this point, basically. And we were tired. Yeah. We took a taxi, and the taxi guy dropped us off at the wrong place. So we're trying to figure out where our Airbnb is, and they gave us the wrong address. So I'm sitting there trying to figure it out, and this guy...
I help you. Let me show you.
Came and ran up, and he started, like, screaming at us. Like, not screaming mad. Screaming, he was just really fucking loud.
He was very loud, and he was... trying to get on David's phone and stuff to figure out where it is, and he was showing him. And what did you say to him? You said,
"Well, I was my phone was like really slow."
Because we didn't have the thing. Yeah, RLT and so was shit.
He kept trying to take my phone away from me. I was like, "One second, man, my phone's loading." And he's like, "Charming, calming."
Yeah,
I said, "No, it's Charming Resident." He's like, "Oh, Charming, calming." And I said, can you just give me a minute?
Can you just stop? Just stop. I need to look this up. And I was literally standing like 3 feet away, and I looked at you, eyes wide, like, oh no.
Yeah. I was like, can you just stop yelling, please? Can you just stop and let me think?
I've never seen you break like that. That was awesome.
And I looked the guy in the face, and he got the same kind of look, too. Like, he kind of got this, like, weirdly ashamed
look. It was crazy, yeah.
Look, and he just walked away.
Nothing like international travel.
No. I love everybody, by the way. That's not true. I hate everybody. But I accept everybody.
Oh, okay.
But you have your limit with behavior.
No, I totally get that. So Dad ends up thinking, you know, maybe I should buy a whore and they can tell me about this indie.
Well, first they go to this chemist, and you can tell he's an alien chemist because he has an open face wound.
That he smells out of.
Yeah. But yeah, Dad decides to buy a space whore. Guess which one Dad goes for. I'll give the viewers a second to guess.
Okay.
Was it a brunette?
Boo-doo-doo.
Was it black hair? Was it a redhead?
Okay.
Was it perhaps... Okay, time's over. What's your guess, Zach?
My guess is that it's a gorgeous blonde.
Ding, 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 ding. You got it.
Do you think...
Dad has a type.
Dad does have a type. Have you seen the episode where he meets the one in the, like, woods?
Mm-hmm.
That he keeps, like, manifesting in his brain?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it turns out it's a slug? Like,
yeah.
Snail alien?
Yeah, no, that was about 10 or 15 episodes ago. Okay. That was a fucking crazy episode, yeah.
That was the Hunters episode, right?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let
me take a second. I know we're really derailing this whole episode here.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I'm stoked for TOS.
Yeah, me too.
We're fucking on our way there.
Yeah, we're very close.
It's exciting.
Yeah. And it's going to be fun. I know maybe we razz Star Trek a little too much sometimes, but I actually, as much as I razz
mm-hmm.
bad, campy shows, I actually really enjoy them.
Oh, dude, me too. I mean, this is, Star Trek as a whole is my favorite show ever.
Yeah.
And I play it all the time in the background.
Yeah, me too.
To whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I may make fucking fun of it because it's fucking hilarious, but it doesn't mean I'm sitting on the edge of my seat going like, dude, is this whore gonna like attack him or like what? Is it gonna be good?
You know what the outcome's gonna be. It's gonna work out somehow for Enterprise.
Generally, always works out. I don't know if you noticed, by the way, that they're calling it Star Trek Enterprise officially now.
I did notice that. Yeah,
that's new in season 3.
Yeah, and the new theme song as well.
I don't want to talk about the new theme song.
So Dad saves the blonde honey, old White Knight Archer, back at it again. Mm-hmm. And
Dad's liberating whores now.
He is. And Trip, meanwhile, is governing this trade with this chemist.
Uh-huh.
They settle on some spices, some paprika.
That filthy alien loves spices.
He does. He loves black pepper. I just love that. I love that he gives up this fucking recipe for Trillium D for seasoning.
Pepper. Yeah.
We got this spice here. We call this spice, we call it table salt.
Yeah.
And it's a salt that's actually harvested off of salty tables.
My God. Hey, David. Yeah. You partial to cayenne or no?
Yes. You put that in some gumbo and you make that spicy crawdaddies.
Mm. Yeah.
Georgia peach.
I'm great callback. I'm much more of a chili powder kind of guy.
Is that what he said?
No, he said I'm partial to the cayenne, and I'm telling you that I'm partial to the chili powder. It's spicier. Thank you very much.
Got the cumin.
Coming. The cayenne.
Trip gets the recipe for Trillium D, and they go back up to the ship.
Uh-huh. And then they start cooking space meth.
They do.
A.K.A. Trillium D.
They start cooking that chili pea.
Yeah, that chili pea, son. Yo, hey, David, you seem very memorable to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you alluding to the scene where the ex-prostitute enters Dad's quarters?
Yeah, and he comes his pants after that x-ray orgasm?
When I was watching the scene, I was like, Dad's about to get his world rocked by an ex-prostitute.
He's about to get his dick wet. And if you like cum jokes, season 1, ep 19, Voxala, mm-hmm. It's all cum jokes and it's fucking hilarious. And you know what? If I ever win an award for anything...
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to play that episode for people.
Good.
Just so they know that they gave this guy an award.
That was the pinnacle of my art. Here's a question for you. Here's a dilemma.
Okay.
Do ex-prostitutes still fuck like prostitutes? Or I imagine a prostitute has sex like a job. You know what I mean? Just hard, fast, quick, gets it done.
Yeah, yeah.
You think ex-prostitutes slow it down a little bit? Do you think she wants to kiss?
Yeah.
You think so?
I'm sure she does.
I mean, you spend your whole career not kissing.
I imagine that most people in porn or prostitutes mm-hmm. act differently towards the one they love.
You think so?
In my research... It's my understanding that yes, that's the case.
In my research.
And if you guys like cum jokes again, Voxala, Ep 18, Season 1.
Dad really needs the company of a woman. Company. He's got some latent, repressed sexual shit going on, and he needs to get it out.
It's pretty savage in this episode.
It is.
He's so confused, and he's trying to do the right thing. And he keeps, like, turning her down, and then she comes at him with her fucking, like, Jean Grey fucking mm-hmm. hands.
Mind if I come into your cabin there, Captain? Well, I'm just watching water pull.
Why not? Yeah. You got some sort of magical feeling about you. You come in here and convince me it's fine.
I like Southern Dad. It's a good character. Meanwhile, Trip and T'Pol are working on the Trillium D. Recipe.
Space meth.
Yes. And if you'll remember, the chemist tells Trip, you need to follow this recipe exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Trip do?
Doesn't follow it exactly.
And blows up the entire fucking meth station.
Decky or whatever.
Yeah, he blows up the RV that they were cooking the meth in.
How are they going to get home?
Yeah.
You think Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston are going to find a way to get home?
God, I hope so.
That was a good show.
That was. Meanwhile, Regine is walking around just...
Regine.
She's mind-fucking everybody. Mind-fucking everybody out here.
And it becomes apparent that it's malicious, the yes. fucking.
Yeah.
The x-ray fucking.
If you couldn't tell by the ominous soundtrack.
True. Yeah. And at a certain point, they find what? T'Pol
has been passed out.
Yeah, because Trip's trying to go in there and get that massage. And then as he's checking on T'Pol, he gets a motherfucking alien face smashed on him.
Yep.
And then...
she tries to teleport off the
Enterprise. Yeah, Mako's come. It's a manhunt. She tries to teleport off, and as she's trying to teleport, Dad goes, "Leaving so soon,
Mon Capitan." Dad says, "Take her to the brig, but don't let her touch you. You'll orgasm immediately."
Take her to the brig.
Dad goes and checks up on T'Pol. Mm-hmm. T'Pol's been knocked out completely and Trip's in there. And he says, "Have Phlox take a look at your head. That's an order." And walks right out. Did you hear that? Yeah. It was really cold the way he said that.
And then there's a pretty dope fight sequence.
There is, yeah. They come on board the Enterprise.
The Zindi.
Yeah.
Come on board. Because apparently she's a fucking filthy double agent.
Yeah.
And her point was to steal human bio information.
Scanner. She's a human scanner. Dad again is in the business of grabbing people by the lapels and asking them who they work for.
Who do you work for?
And space fight is dope. And
yes, it is.
The Zindi come in and grab her. They leave. They leave a dead reptilioid on board the ship.
Yeah, reptile Zindi.
And
the dad goes, "Trav, Warp 4, lay in a pursuit course."
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
They go through a vortex.
And they immediately lose him.
Yep. And we find out in this episode a very important piece of information that I assume will carry through for the rest of the season and probably into the next. The Zindi are developing a biological weapon.
Well, they were developing a regular weapon to destroy their world.
Mm-hmm. This but is just now it's personal.
Yeah. I maintain that the stakes aren't any different.
Yeah.
Well, they were going to develop a weapon to destroy all of humanity, but now this time it's a bioweapon that'll destroy all of humanity, so...
Well, when we first were chasing the Zindi, we said they had yellow cake. But now that we're over there...
Yeah.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow, better not drop that shit.
Yep.
Better... what?
Better not drop that shit.
Why are we laughing?
Cradle of fucking civilization.
I'm going to give you a fun fact about this episode.
Okay.
So Phlox mentions that crewman Elizabeth Cutler broke her arm.
Cutler.
When an anomaly passed through, so he's stoked about the Trillium D.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the final reference to Cutler because the actress who played her, Kelly Waymeyer, mm-hmm. died a month after this episode aired.
Wow.
And the character was retired.
She was young.
Yeah.
Wow.
On the side there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She's been kind of a very, very, very minor recurring character.
But a recurring character nonetheless.
She's the redhead, and she had almost like she fell in love with Phlox at some point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that's the case.
Oh, that sucks.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. That's weird.
I mean, I wasn't expecting that. In this rewatch, I'm like, oh, that's why we stopped seeing her.
Yeah. I think that this episode ends with it was dedicated to a person named Jonathan Fleck. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was some producer or something that had also died.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, well, this has been the Star Companion, huh?
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah. We're on all major podcasting platforms. If you leave us a review after you like and subscribe and send us a photo and send us an email with that photo at thestarcompanion@gmail.com, we will, in fact, send you one of these sweet fucking stickers that we actually have in our possession that we had made. Send us your address and your social security number, please, and your three most common questions and answers.
And if you have a real ID... send us that.
Yeah.
If you haven't,
real ID.
You get it because you're going to need it to travel outside the United States.
Yeah. I think that's like December 2020. You need the real ID.
Yeah. October.
Oh, it's October?
Yep.
Shut I actually need to get that then.
You do?
I'm going to be doing my global finance course.
Oh.
In Panama.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, if you like this a lot, you can send us a buck or two on patreon.com/starcompanion. We really appreciate it. We have a bunch of tiers, but if I'm being honest, the top tier might just be the $25 one.
Mm-hmm.
I would be remiss. But you know what? If you're money bags and you love us in Star Trek, mm-hmm. send us more.
And the more money you contribute, the more people we get to contribute.
Yep. Yep.
The more we can quit our day jobs and make this a fucking full-time thing.
Yeah, I mean, you guys want episodes every day?
Yep.
Donate at patreon.com/thestarcompanion.
You want David to respond to your emails? Give me money.
Jesus Christ. I think David had his first responses this week.
Call me Raijin.
Raijin?
No, just a prostitute.
Oh, just, do you think Raijin meant prostitute?
I only pleasure if I get money.
Oh, wow. Well, this has been the Star Companion.
Yes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.